Welcome back to the Press Box, and it's hard to believe, but it's 2 weeks after the 149th Derby. It's the day of the Preakness Stakes. As always, the host is with me, the guru, the affable, the Hall of Famer, as I like to call him, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker.
You are so not right, but I do love you. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com. By Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Okay, Mr. McLean, we had all that derby drama and everything, and now we just get down to racing, and Mage is going to go to the post as the favorite for the Preakness Stakes.
You know, hard to believe, Buzzy. A lot can change in 2 weeks. I think he went off at in the Derby around 16-17 to 1. You'll be lucky to get even money on him today in the Preakness Stakes. And more fortunes change quickly, and so do the odds, apparently. But, you know, he was so impressive with Forte being out, the horse that ran the best race to Forte coming in, Mage. Proved that he was up to the challenge and in winning the Mile and a Quarter Derby. To be honest, Buzzy, he's the only horse from the Derby that's coming back in 2 weeks' time, and that's another change in the game. Kind of
first time since 1969, Gene, that only one Derby horse has gone on to the Preakness.
That's hard to believe. You know, it's kind of you know, it's just hard to believe. And, you know, I know there's a lot of money out there the rest of the year, maybe as opposed to what it was, and the rights to stallions these days are so valuable.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we all are in this game to race, and it's time for horses to prove what they can do on the racetrack. And I hear all the gnashing of teeth that we've got to move the time between the Triple Crown races. I say hogwash, Buzzy Baker.
Okay. I'm not with you, but okay.
Well, you know, the thing is I'm a historian by nature, and
yes.
it diminishes the horses that have done what they've done in the past by extending out the time. If people want to win the Triple Crown, it's there to be done. Run them more. Train them less. Let's get after it. And if you don't want to do that, then go play Tiddlywinks.
Oh, okay. I get you. I would remind you, though, that we're recording today's show via the benefit of the cell phone, which some people thought was going to be used in society as we know it. But that's a different story for a different day. So
yeah.
you had what, a field of eight that was entered,
yeah.
And then first mission was a scratch yesterday morning. So is there anybody that can take out Mage? I'm sure there is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I liked Shug McGahey's horse a little bit coming in, even with first mission in the race. And
yeah.
You know, I thought that that he was coming into the race, and Shug McGahey's a Hall of Famer, and he's old school, and he doesn't run where he doesn't think a horse belongs.
That's right.
And yeah, you know, I just think that if he shows up in the Preakness, then Shug'em thinks that he's got a shot, and so, you know, that would have been my horse to play with Mage. Anyway, I think the thing to do is if you want to play the race, you play a straight single win ticket on Mage, and then you wheel all key over Mage in the Exacta, and maybe pick out a couple if you want to play a strong Exacta with Mage on top. But you know, I think you've got to avoid the top two numbers on the odds board to make a sense of a bet. A good friend of mine, Rob Murphy, one of the best handicappers I've ever known, thought, had a theory and still does that one of the best bets in racing is take the favorite and wheel him under in the Exacta. And if you get a number on top, then you hit for a little bit of money. And so that might be one of these cases. But I think if Mage runs his race, especially the last two races, that he should be the preeminent horse, the predominant favorite, and the horse to beat.
Okay, so my question to you, sir, is that how, in fact, you're going to play it?
It is. I'm going to play a strong exacta of Mage Overtop Shook's horse. I think it's what the perform. I don't have my notes right in front of me. I'm down on the dock, as they say.
No, perform. It is perform. 15-1.
Yep, I'm going to play a strong exacta Mage over perform, and then I'm going to take the Yalkey over top of Mage as a little bit of insurance. Probably going to single Mage in the horizontals. And then try to find some, you know, some value in some of the other races. You know, I hope that that we have a bigger field at come Belmont time, and you know, the mile and a half Belmont being the true test of the champion, and I'm hoping that we get some of the horses back from the Derby to fill that gate. But, you know, this is going to be an entertaining race. And like I said, I don't think Shug McGahey shows up just for giggles. I think he shows up whenever he thinks he's got a legitimate shot. Him being in Baltimore this weekend, I think, is an illustration of that. And, you know, I wish him the best of luck. I have a lot of respect for Shug McGahey.
There you go. And so you can get Gene's picks. Churchill Downs at the Preakness and the entire card at Pimlico. All you have to do is go to thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean here is hoping that you and yours have a wonderful, relaxing weekend. New boat in. Enjoy it. And as always, may the horse be with us.
Well, without further ado, and before I let you go, you were the guy that was bullish on Mays going into the Derby. You picked him out of a field of 18. You said that's the horse that's going to win. Sure enough, it won. Who are you going with today in the Preakness Stakes?
You know, as long as it's working, they don't need to stop it, right? Continue on. So you say the favorite under the all button.
I think that's what
Rob Murphy.
The smart guys. That's what the smart guys say to do. You know, I'm not been ever accused of being a smart guy. So I'm going to play a box of Mage and perform, and then I'm going to cover myself a little bit and play the all button over Mage in the exactas as well. That's what I'm going to do. We'll play a single probably with Mage in the horizontals, meaning to pick three, pick four, pick five, and pick six, and hope to hit some longer numbers leading up to that race. But
which you have done before, my friend. Congratulations. And, again, you guys have a great weekend.
You too. And, you know, I could do without cell phones.
Love you, my friend. Take care.
Love you, brother.
Take care. Buddy. Bye.
See you, man.